What is this? A human entering my domain? I suppose that's happened more and more often these days. Since our worlds have collided. I suppose you're here for knowledge or a quest or something? Of course. So what is it you're here for? Oh, some sort of secret. Oh. I suppose I could tell you, but first, you'll have to do me a little favor. Do you think I would give up one of my secrets without you doing something for me first? You did sneak into the lair of a manticore, after all. Or I could just eat you right now. Oh, wise decision, human. So, what shall I have you do? I don't need any help hunting, and I don't particularly have any enemies. But, there have been some gnolls that have been bothering me lately. You see, they're just so noisy with their yammering and yipping. I don't think they'll actually bother me. I'd just set them on fire if they actually did. But if you could deliver a message to them, I would be quite appreciative. If you catch my meaning. You see that little pot over there? Yes, the one with the gold inlay and the gems on top. Oh yes, it is quite dangerous. I would be very appreciative if you would deliver that to them. I have a feeling they would try to open it, and doing so would be quite hazardous to their health. And make sure that they know that you are a messenger from me, and that they've been causing me some loss in sleep. And once you deliver that, make haste back here, because once they open it, I don't think they'll be very happy afterwards. Why wouldn't they? Oh, my dear. You are naive, are you not? That little pot is sealed full of explosion magic from my fire breath. I'm not a big fan of gnolls. They don't even taste very good. And the fur always gets stuck in my teeth. So, losing sleep because of them has been a bit of an annoyance. And if you want my help, you will do this for me. Oh, wonderful, my dear. Now, take that pot and go and be swift, and I will await your return. you have returned. I heard a pleasant explosion. I take it you have succeeded. Excellent. As to your request, I have written the knowledge that you seek to your question on this little scroll. I assume this concludes our business. Oh, yes. I do hope that you do stop by again. After all, you look particularly delicious. And it's rare that I have such tasty-looking visitors. In fact, if you stay around much longer, I might just have you for dinner instead of this mutton. Oh, that would be less than desirable for you, wouldn't it? After all, how would you act on that knowledge that I just gave you? Oh, with knowledge like that, do you really think I would easily let it slip into mortal hands? Oh no, dear. You're going to have to escape my little cave now. Good luck. Do you remember the way? You look like you're starting to panic. And dear human, I assure you, I am quite a bit faster than you. I will give you to the count of three as a head start. One. Why aren't you moving yet? Isn't that knowledge important to you? Two. Oh, there you are, scampering off. Three. Oh, peace and quiet once more. I wonder how long I'll be able to rest this time until some other foolish mortal decides to bother me.